W Mobile.
Firstly, yes. Good morning, Ken.
How are you doing on this Friday?
Throw back in bed. How about you?
I get off about 2 o'clock today, I'm hoping.
I hope I get off early, but who knows what time that'll be.
Need everybody to de-stress, so they were going to give them 2 hours paid leave, and you had to use it in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty good incentive to take the time off.
You might as well take it, right? That you can stress over all the backlog you got that you didn't get done on Friday.
Well, I don't know. If everybody goes, then it wouldn't be as bad. That's one thing I like about when our plant shut down. I don't get a bunch of emails because nobody's there to send them.
Yeah, I heard that. Nah, it's like one at a time. You can't have a whole department. They're not shutting down, so it's just a few at a time.
I still have a little backlog of emails and orders.
Get on 20 meters the other day. I texted you, and then something happened, and I didn't ever make it to the radio.
It ain't no big deal. I was just curious. I mean, last night it seemed a little better. But I don't know. It's just kind of weird lately.
The noise level's so loud, I can't hardly hear.
Paul, he lives not far from me. He says he lives near Lake Bowen. I might, once he gets set up, I might ask him how he's sounding, like if he hears the same things I do on like 7 meters. And I still ain't got my thing from MFJ. It's driving me crazy.
You get it.
Or one day, maybe later this year, and I forget what I ordered it for.
On a ship in the bay, waiting to be unloaded, and it's like, you know, I mean, there's so many ships waiting to be unloaded. We actually have a container shortage.
That's crazy to think about. But yeah, they emailed me, oh God, it was the end of April. I'd emailed them, and they said they were building them, and they'll be shipping them out in the next 2 weeks. And I'm pretty sure it's been fluid over 2 weeks now.
Get them out, but they're on a slow boat.
I'll be right on that one. Whatever it is, it's definitely slow to get here.
A couple of weeks for a container to show up so we can load it. And it shows up at the gate, and the driver doesn't have a hazmat license. We have to wait till the day for a different driver.
Sucks. They dropped the ball on that one, didn't they?
And a driver without a hazmat to a chemical plant.
Somebody at dispatch messed up on that one.
It's a lot of trouble with all of the truck companies in general. You call for a pickup, and they may show up 2 or 3 days later.
Surprising, they keep saying there's a shortage of truckers, but I don't know if that's just because people are trying to ship more with trucks. It's all the other situations going on. I don't know.
Even before all this started, a couple of years ago, they predicted they were about 500,000 drivers short.
Think about it.
That job, especially if you get one for local.
Hardest part, I mean, just having to go through the long haul to get to a local job. I got a buddy of mine, he's still on the road. He just bought a truck. He's going long haul. He said it'll probably be a couple of years for him to consider a local job.
Peace on and pull for BMW.
Get a job with them and whatever company he was wanting to go through, they kept telling him they were waiting on us to pick up. And I tell him, I'm like, dude, I don't know what they're talking about. We are wide open.
It starts at that new warehouse up there, and I guess they're calling it Northern Spartanburg or Chesney on Monday.
She'll probably be busy because we are wide open. Probably, I think we're increasing production overall for the whole year. And it's going to be fun. Pretty much everything we can get our hands on right now, they're selling. It's just crazy to think about it.
She's doing parts, shipping parts everywhere.
Bad. They got doing all kinds of warehouses. Like now they're building that new one off of Brockman McClyman just so they can store more parts, which is not something we normally did.
Anticipating another shortage again, right?
That or just that it's kind of open, you know, companies like BMW or Ford or whoever, you know, kind of open their eyes to how hand-to-mouth they are. I mean, which we were set up that way. That was always a big thing, just in time. But, you know, now it shows how bad that can be if there is a shortage of anything.
Shortage of workers, right?
I don't remember if you were on. I was telling Patrick when we were down the beach, you walk into places down there and they'd have signs on the door, shorthanded and everything else. You might have just a couple people working in the restaurant just trying to get through and serve everybody. It's ridiculous.
And in a business in the last month that didn't have a hiring sign on.
Trickle where Yale University did research and they said the extra money did not keep people from going back to work, though.
Wonder who they questioned about that.
It's hard for me to imagine somebody making $650 a week sitting at home just begging to go back to work. I don't know. It's just hard to understand.
By Democrats, and they must be feeding Biden the information.
Surprised me. Shoot, I read something online a few days ago where some lady's got a petition on that change.org, or she wants the government to do, I want to say it was weekly or monthly stimulus checks, just to get everybody through this. That was what she needed, because her business that she ran had been doing bad. She hadn't caught it back on her feet yet and whatnot. I'm like, holy crap, where's the government getting all this money?
From me and you, the people that are working, right?
Pat.
Is that they stealing it from Social Security?
Which, you know, they don't want to mess up those voters either.
And you use Social Security now, so you won't have to worry about it when you turn 65.
And Biden will be out of office by then, so you won't have to worry about it.
And Law's going to be getting about $900 a month in that child care thing or whatever starting, I think, next month. And that lasts about, I don't know, 6 months or so. But that's supposed to get children out of poverty, but not really seeing that happening. But then they're going to be disappointed because I think it comes off your taxes when you file next year.
And that lady I work with, she said that she was reading somewhere, I don't know if somebody told her, but the 2021, 2022, I don't know, their tuition in school, as long as they filled out a certain form, was going to be paid that year.
An article there on Facebook said something about free college or something, but I didn't ever click on it to read it.
You know, you kind of wonder how true stuff is, but then again, I don't know right now. Don't get me wrong, there's some merit to it, but somebody's got to pay for it. KO4CE.
FW. Nothing's free. Cost you $500.
Point five.
And a couple of toys, a bed to lay in, a collar, a leash to walk them with, and then carry them to vet, get him checked out, and a couple of shots. You're $500 into a free dog.
Exactly. Like I said, there ain't nothing for free. I mean, somebody's paying for it at the end of the day.
What's this weekend?
I didn't really look. I got to work all day tomorrow. I won't be able to do a whole lot until Sunday. So, I'm ready to sleep in. I know that much. I miss being at the beach. I want to be back.
Vacation I ever had, we were camping at Edisto Beach one time. It was maybe a couple of weeks before that big hurricane hit down there. And that was absolutely the best vacation I think we've ever been on. You know, usually you got to come home for a rest, but man, that was just so peaceful. We got a big old tent and a couple of fans. And man, if you wanted to take a nap, you just took a nap.
And the wife try to do. We try to We don't plan anything. If we do, it might be like one place that we want to go, but the rest of the trip is just enjoy time on the beach, go around the campground, just do whatever. And shoot, Lakewood this last week, the first Friday, Saturday we got down there was busy, but then Monday and Tuesday, I mean, there wasn't hardly anybody there. So, I mean, we had free run of the campground.
We go do something here in mid-July. I ain't made any reservations or anything yet. We're still trying to figure it out what to do for our anniversary.
Matt, this one's creeping up quick.
I really like the Outer Banks. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's not really, you know, commercialized like all the other places.
Up there, I've heard good things about it, but no, I've never been that way.
Down that highway, I think it's 12, down the coast there, you know, some places it's only about 100 yards wide, and big sand dune blocks your view of the ocean, but they got little pull-offs you can pull off and then, you know, walk across the street and over the dune to get to the beach, and sometimes you pull off there and there ain't nobody for miles.
Oh, I might have to go up here one day. Well, Ken, I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm getting off of my exit. I need to get this antenna off the top of the car, so... I hope you have a great day, and I hope you get off early. And maybe we'll holler at you this weekend. If not, you have a great weekend, and we'll holler at you Monday morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome day today, and I hope it goes by really quick and easy. And enjoy the weekend, and maybe I'll catch you on the radio over the weekend. KN4TFW.